I love talking about this festival. I love what it does, what it stands for, and they've been with us for many years now, and it's just we'll talk about the timing of it in just a second, but it's really, really cool. It's the O Positive Festival, a celebration of art and music that creates a bridge to access healthcare for artists. O Positive fosters complete physical, mental, and social well-being by connecting artists directly with a coalition of healthcare providers and health resources in a shared vision to nurture the individual as well as the community. O Positive was founded in 2010 in Kingston, New York. The idea has caught on, and festivals have now taken place in cities all across the country, which is really, really exciting and so cool. This year's festival in Kingston takes place October 7th, 8th, and 9th. To tell us about this year's highlights, we're joined by Nurse in Charge Shannon Light, the pop-up clinic director. And Shannon, it's a delight to see you.
So nice to see you. Thanks, Joe.
Thank you very, very much. Rocket scientist Micah Blumenthal, creative director and co-curator of music. Good morning, Micah.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing well.
Wonderful to see you. And art witch Denise Orzo is with us, who's the art director for the O Positive Festival. Denise, thank you very much for being with us.
Thanks for having us.
It's a delight. Now, I know we told the story last year. I'll tell it real quick this year, is that I first met Shannon when my mother was at the end of her life. She had a stroke, and there was about a week and a half, 2 weeks, and she was at Albany Med, and Shannon was her nurse, was one of many, but was the main nurse that we worked with, and was just the beautiful, you know, you're going through this horrible thing, and the beautiful light that would come from Shannon as you, as in her name, was just lovely. And so we were forever paired at that point. So it's an absolute delight that you're doing this wonderful work now. So thank you very much.
Thank you, Joe. Great to see you again.
So how are things going this year as you're putting all of this together? How are things new? How are things different? How are things the same?
Well, we've expanded still yet again. We have more art, more music, and even more wellness offerings.
Great.
So really, we're growing.
So when just tell people basically what they can expect when they come to the event, because it is, as you said, you have this pop-up clinic, but that is for artists, but also you're really doing a lot that's sort of circling around this event, because you're showing what the artists do to the community, and you're also showing what the need is for the healthcare.
Yeah, absolutely. So, of course, the core, the heart of our festival is in the artist clinic, where artists and musicians, in exchange for their creations, come and get to visit with. This year I have about 100 practitioners who volunteer their time, and really we create a clinic out of the space in the beautiful old Dutch church. And they get wellness care. We also have volunteer dentists, wonderful dentists, who are donating all of their time and services to get care for the artists and musicians. But we realized pretty quickly festival attendees also want wellness when they come to the festival. So we have a couple of things. Number one is we have a public health expo that takes place during the farmers market on Saturday, right there on Wall Street. And so that's open to the general public, where we have a big representation from Health Alliance of the Hudson Valley showing up, talking about the services they provide in their hospitals, and private practitioners from the region also come. We have performances by the Percussion Orchestra of Kingston and Tai Chi demonstrations, so lots of things for the general public. But then also, as a festival attendant, if you have your wristband, all-access wristband, which is what's it worth to you, is what we call it. You can pay whatever you wish to come for the whole entire weekend. We have a wonderful Explore series where everything from yoga classes, kirtan, so some nice live music, instruction in meditation and qigong, and lots of great offerings. Starts Friday night, goes all day Saturday and all day Sunday. Unlimited classes.
Essentially, you could come for the weekend and have a yoga and sound healing
experience in addition to your art and music experience.
A little bit of everything.
Yes, indeed.
Now, so as art director, how do you, what are you worried about right now as you look forward to the festival this weekend?
Oh, I'm not worried. I'm so excited.
All right, good. So what are you excited about then?
The muralists began their work yesterday this year.
Now, this is fascinating. So tell how this works. Tell us how this works, the muralists.
Well, we put out a call for submissions. This year, our theme is Mothers of Invention, and we got many awesome submissions. And yesterday, the muralists, you know, they submit their ideas within the theme of Mothers of Invention. So there's a lot of imagination and inventing and creativity in their themes this year. And they started working yesterday. So if you're uptown, if you're around Kingston town, you should come and check out. We have a few murals going up on Broadway, some by People's Place, which is the largest food pantry in our area. And yeah, it's pretty thrilling because after the festival is over, the murals stay as a gift to the city. And it's pretty thrilling.
So you have to be amassing quite a collection of murals now.
We have over 20 now, and we have five muralists this year working. We have Lady Pink, who is, she's a legend in street art. And we have Jess Chen, who is also a poet. And we have some literary events this year. We have Martha Frankel's Story Slam. Jess Chen is going to do a poetry reading. And she has she's depicting a migrant poet in her mural, and this poet will come and do a poetry reading at the festival. And we also have a literary salon this year, so we have some literary events, we have a lot of interactive art events, some performances. We have the Rosekill art the Rosekill activators. They contain the youngest performance, the world's youngest performance artist. She'll be performing.
How old is the world's youngest performance artist?
Seven?
She's seven.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right.
So we span, the Mothers of Invention span from 7 years old. We have two young artists.
So if you have a six-year-old performance artist,
indeed,
you know, you can break a record.
Go ahead. And then we have, you know, the pioneer of performance art, Linda Montano, doing her art life counseling, which should not be missed. We have Linda Weintraub and her awesome interactive collaborative foraged materials collage workshop. Lots of fun.
I thought we took it out of our invitation letter, but apparently not. You also have beer, which you have brought as a as a lovely gift. But there is official O Positive Festival beer.
Yes, yes. This is Tommy Keegan every year has made us a beer for the festival. This year we put out a design contest and Will Little, Thorn Eater Comics, won with his beautiful design. You could see a white can with the...
We'll try to put this up on the website, but it's beautiful.
Yeah.
And Will Little is an alum. He actually did a mural 2 years ago as a part of the festival.
It's really very, very cool, and it's a golden ale, so it's a great beer, and Keegan ales are fantastic. So this is really good. Very, very nice. So that'll be your official beverage of the festival. So then let's get to the music, sir.
Yeah.
So what has it been like curating all this?
It's, it's amazing. We get over 200 submissions. We get so many local and from beyond. It's a task to then really try to, you know, narrow that down to what we think is going to make for a great festival. And it's difficult saying no to anybody, because it's also really an amazing testament to the local music scene, just how much stuff comes through. But I think this is our most diverse year yet. We have, I think no matter what you like, we have something. We've got some jazz being played. We've got really great world music kind of happening throughout. We've got some hip hop. Actually, JB, a.k.a. Dirty Moses, who is our hip-hop artist, he is also a practitioner this year. He's actually a nurse that'll be in the clinic. But we also have, we've got harder music, we've got, it's a really broad, diverse year for us. I think every year we've built upon that.
in building upon that, as you say, there's such incredible diversity in the region, and you have this. I mean, it just proves of what wonderful artists we have. And that's kind of separate, that people can come just for the music, they can come for the art and the music, and then obviously there's the clinic aspect. New artists that are coming for the first time?
Most. Every year we've got some alum, but the vast majority of the musicians are new to us, coming for the first time this year, which is exciting. We've got Sondre Lerke and also Khaki King coming and performing. Just a lot of wonderful music.
Yeah,
but also Glockabel.
And her innovative Mothers of Invention-y. She plays the glockenspiel with thimbles on her fingers and sings in French.
All right, well, there you go.
I mean, it's
beer and a woman who plays music with a glockenspiel with
not
thimbles
to be
on
missed.
Her fingers. No, I'm in.
Well, our schedule is live now, and you can go to opositivefestival.org and really choose your own adventure, where it's all listed right there. Each of us have been going through and highlighting what we wish to do, but there's so much to take
in. Not to mention, we have 5 bike rides happening, we've got barbecues happening, so it's, we got you covered.
The parade, the opening parade, Friday night, can't be missed.
So, what is the parade like? How does that work?
The Lady Estrogen leads our parade.
Okay.
Kingston's first lady, she's lovely.
All right.
She's about 7 feet tall with her shoes on.
All right.
And it's just a lot of fun. We have Pook, the percussion orchestra of Kingston.
Pook.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I just wanted to clarify that. Go ahead.
Some marching bands. We have puppets. And it's just a fun kind of, instead of throwing beads out to folks, we throw out toothpaste and floss, compliments of one of our generous dentists, Tom Single.
And everyone's invited to join in. You can stand on the sidelines and watch, but you can also just jump right in and walk with us. It's how we kick everything off.
Once you have your floss and paste,
you're good to
jump right in.
Speaking of floss, Dr. Single is having a floss rally to make America floss again on Thursday afternoon.
Excellent.
Right. Come to Kingston. Just come Thursday and stay until Monday morning.
So if you're an artist and you want the health care, then how does that work for you coming to the – so it's pretty much when the festival is open, right? That's when the services take place.
Yes. So same things. The artists have gone through a vetting process. They've submitted. They've even had to fill out a little bit of paperwork. And then our clinic hours are walk-in, first come, first serve. All the dental appointments are made in advance, and so – I hear my phone going off right now, where people are finally setting up their dental appointments. Golly.
So you get the doctors, you get the dentist, they all come in and do this as part of the festival as well, which is really how all of this started.
Yeah, it's really a thrilling exchange for the practitioners, too, to sit down, again, without the barriers of bills or having to go to a hospital, just sitting face-to-face and really appreciating one another. I call it, it's a meeting of the Mutual Admiration Society, where really we just respect one another for what we do, what we both create, what we all create.
Yes, it takes a village, and we all bring our best, and we exchange, and we ask the community, what can you give to make this happen? And it's been really heartwarming to see how Kingston has really embraced and made better the festival by bringing their own thing. Like, now we have more literary events. We have some drawing events this year, live drawing. We have just people come and they want to get involved. And so they bring their interests, and we just build upon them as volunteers. It's a wonderful, it should be experienced. I hope you can come, Joe.
Well, yeah, it's beautiful to see how it's grown over the years, too, because I think you guys were on the first year, and it really has, as I mentioned in the introduction, it's been replicated in other cities. Do you know a little bit more about that? Are people calling you up and ask for information how to do this in their town?
Yes, well, the three of us were part of the core team that go to the other cities to help make it happen as But it requires a really strong local base of people who are willing to work hard to make it happen for sure. But we were just in Chicago back in July. Petaluma, California is coming up in just a few weeks.
in Haverhill, Massachusetts in the spring, and we were also in the Bronx earlier this summer just doing a one-day event there. So, you know, really, I mean, I don't know a community that doesn't need to come together more, so it's great when we're able to help facilitate that and bring the art, music, and wellness together and make O-Positive what it is. And, you know, and it happens, you know, largely in strength really because of the donations that are made.
Yeah.
You know, so, you know, we ask people to give what you can, you know, and it's whatever you can give. It's really as a thank you gift. We give back this festival or T-shirts, the Keegan's beer. We've got coffee this year. It's we will give whatever we can as a really as a thank you gift for everyone's contributions.
And I would assume you also now get to a point where people know about it. So then it fuels itself, right? It fuels itself forward. So it becomes, I don't want to make it sound like it becomes easier, but putting on a festival is still really hard, right?
A lot of moving parts.
Yeah. But it becomes, there are more parts to move because more people are interested in doing different things. I mean, you were just talking about having artists and more literary events. So, I mean, that's...
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
All things that you can add on to the equation.
Exactly. Yeah, we get the high school students are involved this year, every year.
Good.
Yeah, yeah, because they're the future, and we want them to have a voice in the city. We want them to feel like they belong and their voice matters. So they're going to be, Kingston High School will be showing paintings at the library where our parade starts. We have some Kingston High School students doing an interactive systems drawing where there's a walk and some mindfulness exercises before the drawing begins. So there's a lot of more interactive, collaborative stuff, which we think speaks to the Mothers of Invention theme this year.
I was struck by something Micah said about how, you know, all communities need to come together. And so really this could be replicated anywhere, I would assume. But but with that said, there does seem to be something special about Kingston and the communities even that you mentioned that have a certain vibe and openness to them that would allow and fortify something like this.
It, for sure.
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely a special magic that I think already existed before us in a community that was really willing to come together and recognize each other, and that becomes the basis for that. And then we're able to kind of get in there and help that grow. And we're able to establish other partnerships. And we work together not only as a team here, but with everyone in our community. You know, one of those really great partnerships is the Institute for Family Health. You know, they've long been present in Kingston and throughout New York as a clinic. And I think every year we've been able to strengthen that relationship with them. And this year we're able to actually give Institute for Family Health cards to all of our musicians and artists this year, so that way they can get care on a sliding scale from any of the 180 clinics, is it, from Manhattan to Albany to where we are. You know, so all those partnerships every year seem to grow. You know, so even as we now enter into other cities, you know, it starts off small, but every year we're finding who's the neighborhood clinic that caught on to what we were doing this year and wants to be a part next year. Who's the musicians or who are the artists? And so every year we're able to just kind of grow and build really on the strength of community.
Do you did you ever think, as far as being a nurse, that this would become what you do in nursing?
I only in my wildest dreams. I think.
I mean, this is a far cry from being, you know, a nurse on a floor at a hospital. Yeah,
it's true. It's true. Well, I have to say, I'm a flutist. I'm a classical flutist, and I'm a singer and dancer and photographer. And so I think each of us, there's a lot of crossover in our lives. A lot of our practitioners are musicians and creatives as well. So this is really a dream for me. And when Ruthie Unger told me about it after one of her shows one night back in 2011, it was just a gut thing for me. Like, yes, of course I need to be involved. I need to make this happen.
And do it.
Of course I do.
Well, the O-Positive Festival re-envisions community wellness by connecting musicians, artists, and health and wellness providers, where they exchange the art of medicine for the medicine of art. The festival runs this coming weekend, the 7th through the 9th. You can find out more information, as Shannon mentioned, all plan your choose your own adventure. Is that
choose
what you said? Choose your own adventure at
OPositive.
There is. It's stunning. I was just on the website this morning. It's opositivefestival.org, opositivefestival.org, and you can find out more information. Shannon Light, Micah Blumenthal, and Denise Orso, I thank you very much for the beautiful work you're doing and for the festival that you'll be holding this weekend. And best of luck. Have a beautiful time. And thanks very much for sharing with us this morning.
Thank you so much.
Great pleasure.
Hope to see you there.
Thank you. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.